March 19, 1924. The light of the divine will is the passport in order to penetrate everything and everyone, heaven and earth, and to multiply many lives of Jesus, for as many existing creatures, and for as many acts as they do. I was fusing myself in the immense sea of the divine will, and my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior in the act of blessing me. Then, after he blessed me, he surrounded my neck with his arms and said to me, "My daughter, I bless your heart, your heartbeats, your affections, your words, your thoughts, and even your tiniest movement, so that through my blessing, all of them may be invested by a divine virtue, in such a way that, in entering my will, they may bring this divine virtue with them, by virtue of my blessing, and may have the power to diffuse in all, to give themselves to all, and to multiply me for each one, in order to give me love and glory, as if all had my life within them. Therefore, enter into my will, penetrate between heaven and earth, go through everyone. My will is most pure light, and this light contains all seeingness, the passport in order to enter the most intimate hiding places, the most secret fibers, the abyss of depths and the space of the highest heights. This passport does not need a signature to be valid, but it contains this power within itself, because, being light which descends from on high, no one can hinder its step in entrance. And then, it is king of all and it has dominion everywhere. Therefore, place your thoughts, your words, your heartbeats, your pains, all of your being, in circulation within my will. Leave nothing within yourself, so that, by the passport of the light of my will and by my divine virtue, you may enter every act of creature and you may multiply my life in each one of them. Oh, how happy I will be in seeing that the creature, by virtue of my will, fills heaven and earth with as many lives of mine for as many existing creatures. So I abandoned myself in the supreme volition, and going around within it, I made my thoughts, my words, my reparations, etc., flow in each created intelligence and in all the rest of human works. And as I did my acts, Jesus was formed. Oh, how beautiful and enchanting it was to see many Jesuses. Everywhere the passport of the light of the eternal will passed. Then I found myself inside myself, and I found Jesus who is clinging to my neck, and squeezing all of me. It seemed that he was making feast, as if I were the cause of the multiplication of his life, to give him the honor and the glory of as many divine lives. So I said to him, "My love, it does not seem real to me that I could multiply your life, to give you the great honor of as many divine lives. And then, you are everywhere, therefore it is by virtue of yourself that this life arises in every act, and not because of me. I remain always the little child who is good at nothing. And Jesus, my daughter, what you say is true. I am everywhere, but it is my power, immensity and all-seeingness that allows me to be everywhere. It is not the love and the action of the creature and my will to make me be everywhere and to multiply me. But when the soul enters my will, it is her love, it is her acts that, being filled with divine virtue, make my life arise, according to how her acts are more or less extended and done. And this is the reason for my feast in seeing that the creature takes of my own and gives me my love, my glory and even my very life. My contentment is so great that the creature cannot comprehend it while she lives in exile, but she will comprehend it in the celestial fatherland, when she sees herself repaid with as many divine lives for as many as she formed upon earth.